You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Here are your hosts, Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin.
Hello and welcome to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry and my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We are in the beautiful town of Wiesbaden. It's actually not a town. It's quite a big city, which we'll have a discussion about that here in Germany. And we are here staying and recording at the Hotel Nassauerhof. Beautiful hotel.
One of the most lovely hotels we've ever stayed at. Great service, and we've had some great food here. Really enjoyed the spas and some of the activities here in this wonderful town.
It's a spa town, which we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about the spas. We're also going to be talking about the unique architecture of this town. In Germany, there tend to be towns that have a lot of really old architecture, or because of the bombings in World War II, they have a lot of new architecture.
And the spas.
And the spas. And Wiesbaden is kind of unique in that most of the architecture was developed in the 19th century, and then Wiesbaden came through relatively unscathed through World War II, so there's a lot of 19th century architecture here, and it's a really interesting little town.
Yeah, it's actually the
well,
capital.
Well, not a little town.
Well, no, and that's actually part of what we're going to talk about, is we had in our minds that we were going to this lovely little spa town, and we pulled up and we were like, this is a huge town. Come to find out, it's the capital of Hessen, which is the Frankfurt-Rhine region area, and it's the actual capital, so it's a big city, but kind of how it started in this long history of the hot mineral waters and the spa, and sort of the affluent people would come here, the casino was here, so of course Jeff and I fit right in.
We also fit in because there's always been kind of a U.S. presence here through the military, and John F. Kennedy stayed here.
Yes.
At the very Nassauerhof Hotel that we're staying at.
Which is why we're staying here.
And they're actually celebrating 50 years of him having been here.
Yeah, there's actually a picture I'll put here with the broadcast. They're here celebrating the 50 years. And everyone's very excited to talk about Kennedy here because it was one of his stops when he was here in Germany.
There's a lot to tell you about Wiesbaden. We've got three interviews coming up today. The first is with Simone Zagrodnik, who is with Wiesbaden Tourism. We're going to be talking with Desiree Weber, who is with Nassauerhof. And then finally, we're going to be talking with Charlotte Jacobson, who is with the Frankfurt-Rhein-Main region. So a lot to get to.
A lot to get to.
But first, we have to do Hot Topics in Travel.
Hot Topics.
I'll just give you a hint. It's sort of like when you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, but transferred to airlines.
That should be interesting. Next up, Hot Topics. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Make sure that you check us out on Twitter at Travel Brigade, our Facebook, give us a little like, and our website, travelbrigade.com, and Instagram.
We will be right back.
What's not? What's trending? Next up this week's picks for travel news and hot topics in travel.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are in the lovely town of Wiesbaden, Germany, a spa town, and we're here at the Hotel Nassauerhof.
We're at this beautiful hotel in this beautiful town. We can't wait to tell you about the spas and all the cool things in this town. But first, we want to do hot topics and travel. Have you ever been to an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Unfortunately, I have to say yes to that. The second part of the question is, did you like it? The answer is generally no.
But did you get good value for your money? Depending on how much you ate.
That's questionable. It's a quantity over quality issue I have with it. Anyway. What does that have to do with anything?
With regards to travel, they're taking that same sort of business concept and applying it to flying.
To flying?
Yes. There's a new sort of airline called Surf Air.
Uh-huh.
Surf Air, for a $500 membership fee and then $1,650 a month.
Oh, that's nothing. Pocket change.
You can fly as much as you want. And right now they're just six-seat single turboprop planes.
Oh, that already turns me off.
And they're going between smaller airports in California, and that's kind of one of their selling points maybe is that you don't have to go to LAX. You can go to one of these smaller airports and fly in and out of Silicon Valley or out of, in and out of Hollywood or whatever. But the thing that's interesting, this is kind of the continuation of the NetJets and the Jet Card, which was for the one percenters, people who could afford to buy
a little time on the Gulf Stream.
Yes.
Yeah.
25. I think they sold it 25 hours at a time or something like that. This is kind of an extension of that. But what I think is really interesting is if this works, could this then, you know, ramp on up to the big airline levels where maybe you would pay.
Well, there have been promotions. There have been promotions. They're few and far between. And unfortunately, I can't remember off the top of my head what airlines, but I think maybe somebody like JetBlue or some other ones where they've done like a one-time fee for a pass for so long. And they don't come very often. I think that they've dabbled.
Well, my thing is if it works for a salad bar, it should work for air travel. No?
Sure. Sure.
It's a really interesting idea, and I could see it working really well in certain situations for certain travelers.
Yep.
But what's important is we got here by air to Wiesbaden, an incredible city.
Yes, we flew into Frankfurt. It's a wonderful, big, huge airport, very big international airport. We came to this beautiful town in Wiesbaden. We had no idea what we were getting into when we came here, and we were just totally impressed when we drove by the beautiful casino, and then the cab driver was like, oh, and there's your hotel, and we went, oh my gosh, this is just absolutely beautiful here.
We're going to talk more about this wonderful city with Simone Zagrodnik, who is with Tourism Wiesbaden, when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade. Go to travelbrigade.com, and all of the places we'll be talking about today will be on our hot sheet for this show, and you can find links directly to them on the internet.
Make sure also to check us out on Twitter at Travel Brigade, Instagram, Facebook, and our website, travelbrigade.com.
We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin in the beautiful city of Wiesbaden in Germany.
We are here at Wagner Opelbad restaurant. It overlooks the city. It overlooks this beautiful pool setting. And we just discovered a beautiful new drink called the Hugo.
The Hugo, yes, it's delicious. It's very light, summery drink that we're having here. It's a very posh German popular thing right now. And we were told by our wonderful guest here at lunch that it's the thing to do. So, of course, when in Rome, or as I should say, when in Germany, do what the Germans do.
So we originally wanted to come to Wiesbaden for the spas because the spas here, the thermal spas, the thermal waters are internationally famous, have been since the 19th century. But when we got here, we discovered there was so much more to this city.
That's right. But the spas we're going to talk about first, there's several choices when you come here to spas. It's known as one of the spa destinations to come to, and we're going to talk a little bit about why.
Here to tell us more about it is Simone Zagrodnik, who is with Wiesbaden Tourism. There are several different spa options here in the city. If you could tell us a little bit about those.
Well, Wiesbaden was a world spa city in the 19th century, as you mentioned already, and we have kept that traditional and actually until today. So here in Wiesbaden, we have two public spas. One is the Kaiser Friedrich Therme, which is a historic spa where you have different saunas and a large swimming pool, but it's a whole sauna area in the middle of the city. And the second public bath we have is the thermal bath, Thermalbad Aukamtal. Called. There you have a separate swimming area and a separate sauna area with indoor and outdoor pools, and there are possibilities of swimming and relaxing and of course getting some massage treatments, etc. So those are the public spas. And then there's something very special about three Wiesbaden hotels. So these three hotels actually have their own hot spring within the building, and it's located in the building or in the backyard, the sources, and these are historic sources that used to be there back in the 19th century.
We're actually staying at one of those, Nassauer Hof, and what would be the other two?
The second one is Radisson Blue Schwarzer Bock Hotel, which is actually dating back to the 15th century, so one of the oldest hotels in Germany. And the third hotel is Hotel Baron, well, so Hotel Bear, if you like. And so these are the three, and they are all located in the historic part of the city.
So what's great about this is just the spa community in of itself. I mean, it's part of the culture here that you spa during the day. And then, of course, there's other things to do, like some amazing dining while you're here in the region. There's actually connected to the local region is the wine as well. Tell us a little bit about the regional specialties and some of the regional wine.
In Wiesbaden, I think everything is about well-being and wine. So we are very proud to have our own vineyard in the middle of the city. So you have a small mountain here that is called Neroberg Mountain, and on that mountain there's a small vineyard. So also another tradition, people have lived here growing wine for hundreds of years, and everything is about enjoying Riesling wine probably. So Riesling is a white wine that is grown here in Wiesbaden and the area that is called the Rheingau area. Within the city or outside of the city, you have the vineyards and Riesling wine. Actually, people take the Riesling wine to make soup out of it, so there's Riesling soup. You have different menus that are probably, one of the ingredients is the Riesling. And in general, I think in Wiesbaden you can enjoy culinary delights like chocolate that have a long tradition here. So we have a cafe that is actually the only Viennese style cafe outside of Austria here in the city. And there are two chocolate maker manufacturers. So just walking along the narrow streets of the historic part of city, you probably have pralines, you have chocolates, you have cafes you can taste from, and it's all traditional style.
One thing I really love when we go to great wine areas is they always develop great food.
Yes.
To go along with that wine, you need something to pair it with. I can never figure out which came first, the food or the wine, but I don't care
who
by the
cares?
Time I'm done.
Yeah, they're both good. People come here and go to the spas. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking up in one of our upcoming segments about our experiences here in the spas. But as well, when you come here, what sort of surprised us is, one, how big and industrious this town is. It's quite a big town, a resort town here. But also some of the other things that there are to do here. There's museums, there's a cable car, there's walking the cobblestone streets in the old town, there's a magnificent casino. Tell us some of the top attractions here when you come and visit Wiesbaden.
Well, you have mentioned the cable car already, which is probably one of our most visited locations here, and it's actually 125 years old this year, so it's their anniversary. The Kurhaus with the casino is also dating back to the beginning of the 20th century. But with the Hessian State Theater, for example, there's another very nice building that offers operas, theaters throughout the year. And the International May Theater Festival is related to that theater place. So that is also the time of the year when we have theater companies from all over the world coming here. Talking about big events that have a long tradition and that are actually a must to be visited is, for example, the Rheingau Wine Festival. So we are talking about the wine again. So when the wine growers from the area come to the city, 10 days of a wine festival in August, then there's probably the International Equestrian Tournament taking place in May, which has more than 100 years of tradition. And other cultural places to be visited is probably our museum, which has natural history and art under one roof, with actually the largest collection of Jawlensky paintings in Europe. So Jawlensky, he was a Russian painter who lived here in Wiesbaden for a long time. So yeah, these are just a few things to be named.
A few is right, because every time we go somewhere, we stumble upon another place to go or another thing to do. And really the biggest thing is making sure that you spend enough time while you're here in Wiesbaden to not only go to the spas, but to enjoy the food, the wine, and some of the beautiful architecture and environment here.
Yeah, I can't think of a more perfect day than you go soak in the thermal waters. You get a massage, you go have some Riesling with a good dinner, and then you go out like either walking through the old city shopping, or you go to a concert or something like that. You can put it all together, your perfect day here in this little town. Thank you again for being with us, Simone. We will have contact information for Wiesbaden Tourism on our website. Just go to Travel Brigade. We'll have links to all of the places we've talked about today, so you can find them easily on the internet.
You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Make sure that you check us out at Twitter, at Travel Brigade, our website, travelbrigade.com, and Instagram.
We will be right back.
Not sure where to go, what to do, and where to sleep? Up next, hot hotels, unique activities, and top attractions in our destination city. Check it out.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are here in Wiesbaden, Germany, staying here at the Hotel Nassauhof. I like German words.
They're so fun to say, even though they're hard to pronounce.
I'm like 90% on it, but they're still fun to say, like Hof.
Yes.
I think it's a fun word. Nassauhof.
You know what's a fun word in German?
What?
Spa.
Spa. Get it? Wiesbaden. We came here for the spas, and there's so much more, as you just heard in the last interview. But we did spend quite a bit of time at the spas here. There's a couple of really popular public spas.
One very popular one is Kaiser Friedrich Therme. It's celebrating 100 years this year.
It is the most traditional and the classic spa that people think about when they come here to Wiesbaden.
There's also a more contemporary one called Thermalbad Achimtal.
We had fun.
We loved going there. By the way, we'll have links to these if you go to the hot sheet at travelbrigade.com for today's episode. We've got links to these, both of these spas.
And of course, here at the Hotel Nassauhof, they also have a spa here too. There's also a couple of other hotels in town that have natural thermal water as well. So you get some of these hotels that do this, these public spas. It's quite interesting.
Now, for those of you outside of Europe, and particularly North America, coming to a European spa is a very different thing from what you might be used to.
Yes, it is very different. And I guess one way that I would like to explain it, a lot of people just go, well, you're either nude or you're not nude. But that's, to me, it's so much more than that. I think what's really interesting is the spa is more of a cultural experience here. And it's very much driven, unlike U.S. spas. And don't get me wrong, I love our U.S. spas. There's lots of great and invigorating treatments that you can get in a spa. But I think it comes more here from the community and the whole part of being healthy and well and taking care of yourself. And it's very communal.
Don't be scared off by the nude part.
Nope.
First of all.
No scared of the nudies.
This is not like being at a beach or being at a pool in Las Vegas or something like that where everybody's checking each other out and seeing who's got the nicest body and all that. The whole attitude here is everybody's got a body. Everybody's got a right to walk around with their body. And no judgment, no uncomfortableness.
No, it's just comfortable.
Just people, if you're not used to it, it might take you a couple minutes when you first walk in to get acclimated.
Yeah.
But once you get going, you don't even notice.
But at this other spa, the more contemporary spa, there are options. There are places in the spa where they have like an outside pool where there are bathing suits and things like that. So there are options, but we just went in Rome, or as we say here, went in Wiesbaden.
Yes, and don't feel like you've got to go get treatments. A lot of times when you go to a spa back home, you know, you go in for different treatments. Here they've got so many different options with different saunas, hot saunas, cold saunas, thermal waters that you can just hang out for the day and not do any treatments, just pay an entrance fee and hang out for the day and do a whole bunch of different things that make your body feel all these different ways, hot, cold, invigorated, and you come out just feeling, for lack of a better word, healthier and more relaxed.
But I was going to say the treatments are also very economical compared to treatments that you would get in the States. I mean, they have half an hour massages that are usually around the $30 range. Hour massages are $50. You cannot go to a spa or especially a resort spa and not be laying down, you know, anywhere between $100 and $160. So I think what their theory is going back to the whole health and wellness, is that the spa-ing, what you're doing is preparing your body for the massage. So it's a whole kind of ritual that happens. And what Jeff was kind of explaining is there's actually lots of options when you're in the spa. There's different rooms that you can go to. There are different temperatures of humidity and heat. And there's kind of this process that you go through, kind of a cleansing process and cool down process and things that are kind of invigorating, like to your body, either sense of smell or sense of light. In a way, it's kind of difficult to explain, but it's very connected. It's very connected to your sort of mental, physical health.
Yeah, and if nothing else, you can just hang out in the nice, warm thermal waters and get nice and relaxed, and then just go sit on a nice reclining chair and enjoy the outdoor breeze, or indoors, more warm. You can just hang out all day and just come away calm and relaxed.
And there's cafes there. People are having lunch, enjoying a coffee. I don't know. I keep kind of comparing it to sort of this whole Sunday brunch thing in America. It's like the place where people kind of get together and commune and discuss and talk about their weekends or whatever. It's kind of more of a cultural thing. You don't usually find a lot of Americans going to these types of spas. And I think it's one of the things, there's so many amazing views out here. You'll have your UNESCO sites and all these other things, but like doing something like this where you're really kind of being in the culture of what's here is pretty incredible.
So come to Wiesbaden and enjoy the spas. You wouldn't go to Paris and not go to the Eiffel Tower.
You can't come to Wiesbaden, yeah, or anywhere in this Rhine-Frankfurt area and not go to Wiesbaden and enjoy the spas.
But there is much more to this town than Spa Town.
Yes, there's museums, festivals, all sorts of things to do around this town, this amazing casino. So the spas are certainly an attraction. Come to them. We also had some amazing food.
Yeah, we took the train up to Nuremberg, fun little water train that you take up to Nuremberg, and had a beautiful lunch and view of the town at Opelbad. That was really great. We also had some great food here at Nassauer Hof.
Not only great food, but we had some amazing local wine pairings there at the Orangery. We started out with some local tapas, which was really great, some local dishes that were here. And then just the wines here are so amazing. A really great meal at the Orangery, and there's so much here at the hotel. They've got the spa. They also have an additional restaurant that's a Michelin star restaurant. They've had some amazing guests here, heads of state, so much at this hotel. We decided to bring a hotel expert in to talk a little more about it.
Coming up next, we've got an interview with Desiree Weber, who is with Nassauer Hof Hotel. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show.
Again, check us out at Facebook, Twitter, at travelbrigade.com, and Instagram.
We will be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. We are in a beautiful city of Wiesbaden.
And more importantly, we are at the Hotel Nassauer Hof, enjoying a wonderful breakfast at the Orangery restaurant here. It's a beautiful hotel, a historic hotel, a hotel with a killer spa.
Yes, we are here talking all about spa destinations. This is the spa destination here in the Rhine Valley, and people come here to this destination to spa, and of course when you're here you have to have a place to stay. And we were fortunate enough to be here at this hotel. It is a gorgeous hotel right here in the main center of town, across from the casino and some of the famous spas, but as well, they have a gorgeous spa here themselves.
Here to tell us more about it is Desiree Weber, who is here with the hotel. And Desiree, tell us a little bit about the history of this hotel and what makes it so special.
Well, first of all, thank you for being with us here in Wiesbaden in the Hotel Nassauer Hof. And you're quite right, we're celebrating our 200 years of anniversary this year in the spa town of Wiesbaden. 200 years, a long, many years, that's what I mean, with people staying with us in Wiesbaden, people coming over because of the spa town, and mostly because of Wiesbaden, so close being to the International Frankfurt Airport. So people are flying into Europe. We have a lot of American guests flying into Europe to Frankfurt, coming to the spa town of Wiesbaden, which is just about 20 minutes. It's away from the airport, and enjoying this beautiful surrounding, doing tours on the Rhine River, doing further things, trying wines, etc., and staying with us. The Hotel Nassauer Hof is 200 years old now. We have a total of 159 rooms, 23 suites, and mostly what our people like to enjoy is the spa. It's on the fifth floor. It's like the top floor of the hotel, and as Wiesbaden, it's not built really high. This is like where you see everything from the top floor. Okay, so it's 1,500 square meters, which we have on the top floor with a terminally heated pool, because there are about 27 terminal hot springs within the city, and this is what we use as well. We have underneath the hotel, we have a hot spring like that, and we pump that really hot water up. It's like 70 Celsius hot, and this is where you can go up for relaxing, swimming, big fitness area with 27 fitness machines with a nice view over the city of Wiesbaden, the Rhine Valley. We have a beauty center where you can get treatments, so you can actually relax the whole day within the hotel, or further on just go and explore the city. Like you said, we have a casino, one of the oldest casinos in Europe, just across the hotel, and as we are sitting sitting here in the Orangerie, this is what we are facing. This is where we are looking at the really beautiful casino, the museum, and further things, historical things within the city, which we have, because most people, what they do not know, when we had the war in Europe, Wiesbaden was not as destroyed as much as other cities. So we have a lot of buildings still not being destroyed during the war. So it's very historic, a beautiful spa town which we have here.
We've noticed from your registry, besides Jeff and I staying here, you've also had some other notable guests, presidents, heads of state. Tell us a little bit about why this is such a draw and some of the famous people that have stayed here at the hotel.
Well, yeah, of course, it's really famous for people coming to Wiesbaden. First of all, because we are the capital of the Hessian state here in Germany, and it's not Frankfurt, it's Wiesbaden. So, well, just a month ago, we had, for example, the Kingdom of the Netherlands staying with us. We have a big presidential suite, so when we have people coming over from other countries, it's a kingdom or president. This is usually where they stay when they fly into Frankfurt, staying with us in the Nassauhof. But we don't talk as much about people staying with us. We are a little bit more, I don't know the English word for it, but we are more confidential, probably the right word. But yeah, totally right. We had the Dalai Lama just a few years ago staying with us, doing a huge speech. It was very, very public within the Europe newspaper when the Dalai Lama came. It actually came twice to the hotel, stayed with us. And I remember once my general manager was talking about when the Dalai Lama second came to the hotel, his first welcome sentence was, "Nice to be back home." So this is something you're just so lucky to hear when a Dalai Lama comes to the hotel saying, "It's the second time, it's good to be here again, home." And further things, of course, we had Kennedy coming over to Germany. It's now 50 years ago, which we celebrate. And when he came, of course, he came to Berlin, but he also came to the capital of Hessen, to Wiesbaden. And I can go on and on. Just a few years ago, we had Mrs. Merkel, our head of government, with Putin together, and they went up to the Neroberg. There's a Russian church where they both went up and a conference here within the city, but stayed with us. So two big politician heads coming to the city of Wiesbaden, staying with the hotel. So yes. We have actually a big gallery in the lobby where you see all the pictures of people been coming over to Wiesbaden, staying with hotels. So please be welcome to take a look on the gallery, and all your guests coming to Wiesbaden as well. I would be nice showing you all those, and personally as well, of course.
So yes, we are right here behind Kennedy and Nixon, staying here at this beautiful hotel and enjoying not only the beautiful rooms, but the spa and also some of the fine restaurants that we have here at the Orangery. We were here last night eating as well. Tell us a little bit about the dining options here at the hotel.
We have not only the rooms and suites which we have three restaurants in total. The main restaurant where we are at the moment, the Orangery, which is open every day, where we have our fully breakfast, where you can sit outside of the terrace, which is so beautiful, facing the casino, etc., and having the breakfast right here, lunch, dinner, etc. But what we have as well, which is really known within the European market, we have our fine dining restaurant called Enter, the German word for the word duck. It's also a restaurant with a nice terrace where you can see the beautiful surrounding, and this is what the combination is so nice within our restaurant, the combination of having really good food and the combination of actually seeing where you are, seeing the main facilities, the unique facilities within the city of Wiesbaden. Last but not least, we have something more casual. It's the bistro, the Enten Bistro, which is kind of a very European flair. You go into the bistro and you feel like being in a Paris brasserie or more a Switzerland cafe. It's a really combination of going to a European restaurant, and this is what you get mostly within all our restaurants. We work with our regional producers, so when you come to the restaurants, you get really regional products, regional wines, etc. So this is the combination what we are offering.
We're actually going to look into some long-term rates because I don't know if we want to leave this hotel. It's so beautiful. We're just going to kind of move in, not move anywhere else here in Germany. It's such a great location. And of course, the spa towns, we've got more coming up about the local spas here in town and why you want to come here on vacation. Make sure that you check out our website, travelbrigade.com. We will have a hot sheet with the hotel and the information on that sheet for today's show. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show here in Wiesbaden, Germany at the Hotel Nassauerhof.
And I'd rather stay here than the David Hasselhoff.
Although he's quite popular here in Europe.
Maybe it's because his last name ends in Hoff. I'll have
yes.
to do some research on that.
Interesting.
But one thing I really liked about the location of this hotel is it's right in the old quarter downtown area.
Yes.
And there are all these charming little European cobblestone streets that you expect to see with the shops.
Everything
the
you think of and more.
Old churches.
Yes.
And then you kind of walk across this big, you know, open area.
Yeah, the lawn, like a big grand lawn.
Right.
Yeah.
A quadrangle.
Yes, very good.
And you get over to the casino is over there. And this is not the casino where you walk in and there's an old lady sitting by a slot machine with a cigarette dangling from her lips.
This is like dressed finely.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is like James Bond, dress nicely or don't come in.
Come with your passport.
Good point. You do need to register at the casinos here in Europe and you do need to come with your passport in hand to register. But this is high stakes, high class action.
And I was talking with somebody, only until recently you had to wear a tie. You still have to wear a jacket, a suit coat, and slacks. You no longer have to wear a tie, but this is not people sitting next to slot machines.
Let me just give you an example. Vegas, slot machines, your pair of shorts, a thongs, and a yard, which is a drink for some people who don't know that.
Is fun in its own way.
I guess. Here in Wiesbaden, James Bond Casino. There we go. Martini and a jacket.
Yes.
A smoking jacket, preferably. For me, that's just my personal thing.
But in that same complex or same building, there's also, it was originally called, before it became a casino, it was called the Cure House, where people would come for their medical cures.
Well, this whole area, that's kind of the element of the area, is that it's this kind of recovery area as well.
But there's this huge, what they call a congress hall or a meeting place that we got a chance to walk into that was just gorgeous.
Yep, and very beautiful.
There's some really interesting churches downtown that you can see, and it's all very easy to walk to when you're in that downtown quarter.
There's so much to do here, and Wiesbaden is here in the middle of the Frankfurt-Rhein region. Why you're here, there's some other additional stops. Maybe how to get here, how to locate Wiesbaden, where to fly into Frankfurt, other kind of general information about this area.
We will have that in an interview coming up with Charlotte Jacobson, who is with the Frankfurt-Rhein-Main region. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade,
your weekly travel and destination show. Check out our information on our hot sheet for this week's show. It'll be at travelbrigade.com with information about all the places we talked about in Wiesbaden.
We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We have been in this lovely town of Wiesbaden, enjoying the spas, the hotels. So much to do here. And the casinos, but let's not talk about how much money Jeff's lost there.
I kept betting red.
And, I know. Go red, go. Didn't
black.
Work.
No, it's a beautiful town, and we've had a wonderful time here. And what's great about this is it's really close to Frankfurt, and you can connect from here to so many other areas
to the
in
Rhine.
The Frankfurt region.
You might want to go to a lot of different places while you're here.
Here to tell us more about it is Charlotte Jacobson. She's with Frankfurt Main Rhine region, and she's going to give us a little bit of a guide on how to enjoy this region as a whole with Wiesbaden as a big part of it. So Charlotte, tell us a little bit about how far it is to get here from the Frankfurt airport, the third largest airport in Europe.
Big airport.
And how long it takes and where people can catch a train to get out here.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, everyone. It's nice to be with you today and tell you more about Wiesbaden and our beautiful region. If you come to the international airport, Frankfurt, it's very, very easy to get around with the train. You can easily jump on a train directly at the airport. They have their own train station, which is well fine. It's easy to find. And then you go half an hour to Wiesbaden. And from there, if you go to Wiesbaden with the train half an hour, you have lots of options for excursions. You can have Wiesbaden as a starting point, going on different day trips or combine it with our other cities and nearby.
What are some of those locations that might be a great hop-off point for people that are staying here in Wiesbaden?
Well, if you are staying in Wiesbaden, it really just depends on what you want to do. If you want to have some great spa experience outside of Wiesbaden too, you can go to Bad Homburg or you can go to Bad Nauheim, a little bit north of Wiesbaden. That's actually where Elvis used to stay when he was here in the military, so that might be interesting. They have a museum and you can try his favorite cake. Then you can go to the Rhine Valley and visit Rüdesheim and Bingen, which is the gate of the Upper Middle Rhine Valley. We're very proud of that. It's one of our UNESCO sites here in the region. Beautiful, romantic Germany like you imagine it to be, and drink great wine.
If people want some help putting together a good itinerary for this area, where's some information that they can get online?
Well, they're of course welcome to visit our webpage. It's the frankfurt-rhine-main.de, and then they can contact us anytime per email also for any questions, or go directly to wiesbaden.de, wiesbaden.de, and there you'll find all information you need.
We'll also have all this information on our hot sheet for today's show at travelbrigade.com. Make sure that you check us out on Twitter at Travel Brigade, website at travelbrigade.com, and Facebook.
We will be right back.
What's hot? What's not? What's trending? Next up, this week's picks for travel news and hot topics in travel.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. We are here in Wiesbaden at the Hotel Nassauerhof. We've been enjoying ourselves here at the hotel, at the spas, at the casino, at the Old Town.
Pretty much everywhere we've walked or taken a taxi or wherever, we've just ended up happy.
So difficult to decide our he said, she said.
He said, she said is the part of the program where we each pick our three favorite things about a particular destination. Tough job in this case.
Yes, Wiesbaden is a tough one, but I get to go first. Mine is this beautiful quarter here. We are here at the hotel looking over the old city. There's great shopping, churches, cobblestone streets. Very nice place to walk, to shop, to dine. I really like it.
My number three was the little train we took up to Nuremberg, which
is a
mountain or a hill that overlooked the town, and we had a great lunch up there. But
there's also the place that you go through to get to the train I really like, where it has all the bungalows and everything.
Yes.
It's quite nice.
But anyway, this little train is kind of cool. It somehow works on some water system, which they explained to me, but I don't fully understand, but it looked really cool.
Jeff did this thing where he nodded his head. Yes. My number two was kind of a combination here at the Hotel Nassauerhof. The hotel was wonderful. The service was impeccable. There's a few brands that we like. If you've listened to our show, you may know. But the service is really important to us as far as knowing that special little extra something that happens when the service is so good. The service here has been great. The room was lovely. But the Orangery restaurant and the wine pairing that went with it with the local wines was just an amazing night. The whole dinner, I don't know, it was like a two and a half hour dinner, just enjoying our meals and our courses. And they picked out the perfect wines to go with each course. And it was just pretty amazing.
My number two is along those same lines. I had two meals here that paired fish or meat with apples in the dish.
Oh, yeah. Apples, as they call them here.
And not something I would traditionally do, particularly with fish, but they were both so good. One was here at the Orangery, and the other one was at Weber's Wikinger. Those both start with a W, and again, go to travelbrigade.com and hit the hot sheet. It basically means Vikings.
The W's here are pronounced as V. So that's why when we keep referring to the hot sheet, it's because we want to make sure that you have the right spellings and the places that we're talking about, but yes.
I don't have to guess very hard to know what your number one's going to be.
Why? What's your number one?
Well, I'm hoping you won't steal my number one too much.
Okay. Well, my number one is the spa.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to pick that.
You pick the spa, too.
It's hard not to.
The spa. The spa is amazing. The spa Oz here. Spa Oz. No, it's just a great experience.
You just come away feeling so great and so relaxed and so
The only
refreshed.
Reason I didn't want to make it my number one is because I am sad that we have to leave the spa. It would only be a number one if I could stay and make the spa experience forever.
You've got to try it.
Yep. Got to come here to Wiesbaden. It's actually just such an interesting town. There's so much to do in this whole region. Come here to Wiesbaden. Make your stop along the way. There's some other great things to do when you come to this Frankfurt Rhine region. But Wiesbaden's got to be on your list.
For now, though, we will drag ourselves away from the lovely thermal waters of the Wiesbaden spas.
So we can go home and build our own spa.
In our backyard. We'll have to channel some thermal waters into our backyard.
A connection from Wiesbaden back to the States.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we will be back next week with another great travel destination for you. In the meantime, please remember that there are two stages in life. You're either on a trip or you're planning your next trip. Whatever stage you're in, make sure you join the Travel Brigade show next week.
That's right. See you next week and enjoy the trip.
You have been listening to Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin on Travel Brigade. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and at travelbrigade.com.